Let's see, this is Dick Cummings. Cummings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to think so?
Wouldn't it be wonderful to think so? I'm sitting in a metal chair with no cushion, staring at a wall with no window, a freshman composition book open on my metal desk. It's mid-February, the thermometer outside says 14 below, and I'm sending out resumes to community colleges where it's warm. I've been teaching what should be college-level freshman rhetoric for three mornings a week, coaching wide receivers and helping poorly prepared black athletes develop better reading skills at night. This is Centerville, Iowa, a farm town in 1970 of maybe 4,000 people if they had a 4-H parade that day. Indian Hills Community College is a football jock farm for the Big Ten and the Big Eight. Before the black kids even get to Centerville, no one tells them that the racism is so bad a football booster has turned the second floor of his horse barn into a black athlete's dorm because it's a mile outside of town. The first week of practice, we have a tough kid from East St. Louis with diagonal scars on his back. We learn he got sentenced to a year in cold storage when he was just 13 for beating his mother's drunken boyfriend nearly to death. Tyrell's anger issues might make him the best smash mouth linebacker ever to play at Indian Hills, Coach Johnson says. But after practice the first week, he walks off campus and into half a dozen high school seniors downtown. One shouts a racial slur, and cold storage Tyrell charges, knocking half of them down like bowling pins. The mayor's son ends up in the hospital. That night, 12 deer rifle shots are fired through the black athlete's dorm. No players are hit. But at 5 in the morning, we bundle Tyrell into the back of Coach Johnson's car, and when the coach tells him to duck down out of sight until we hit Highway 63, Tyrell says, "Fuck that," and sits up even straighter. "The sheriff told me you wouldn't live one night in his jail," Coach Johnson says. Tyrell looks out the window and says, "He just might get a surprise about that." Coming into East St. Louis, we ask if he wants to be dropped off at home, and Tyrell says 25th and State. There's a liquor store on one corner, dive bars up and down the street. As he gets out with his grocery bag of shirts and jeans, we realize he probably doesn't have a home to go to. "Sorry, Tyrell, but it's better for you here, really," Coach Johnson says, as Tyrell walks away, lifting his right hand, middle finger raised, and doesn't look back. "We did the best we could," Coach Johnson says on the way out of town. "Not our fault." "Wouldn't it be wonderful to think so," I say, and watch the decrepit homes get farther and farther apart until finally we turn on to I-70, heading back west.